back to Daily Bites of God's Word. This is Pastor Andy Kane, and once again, we are taking a break of our series that is going through all of the Psalms here on Daily Bites of God's Word, and we're doing and adding this new segment here where we are doing some Q&A style things, some more theology segments where we have some questions that people would have, or we may take something that we wrote on the blog and maybe expand on it a little bit, and that's kind of what we're doing here first. We're looking at a blog article where the title was, "You Might Be in a Dying Church If," and we're sort of taking the points that I outlined there, and we're going to expand on them a little bit. One of the paragraphs we hear, you know, I mentioned, you know, that Jeff Foxworthy says, you know, you might be a redneck if, and he has a lot of comedy behind that, but there's certainly nothing to joke about with a dying church. So that's sort of the idea behind it. And a dying church is certainly nothing to celebrate. Anytime a local body of believers ceases to be for whatever reason, that should cause pain in our hearts, because the goal is to see a body grow in maturity and make disciples and impact their community. So last time we took a look at number one, altar calls. Today we're going to take a look at number two. It says the bylaws hold an equal or higher level of authority than Scripture. This is one that I don't know if it's just a Southern Baptist thing. Maybe I've just been in too many of them. I would imagine other denominations may have this problem as well. But in so many Baptist churches, they take bylaws, and you commonly hear it referred to as maybe the Second Bible or whatever. But my friends, bylaws are only not even worth the paper they're printed on. They are there for legal purposes, to make sure your church is legally structured and legally, dealt with in the sense of describing why you're there and what your purpose is and your basic structure and anything that's written in a church's bylaws. And I would argue most of them are far too long. They need to be shortened dramatically. But anything that's in there should be in consistency and harmony with Scripture, because we are sola scriptura, meaning Scripture is the final authority, period. So if anything in your bylaws is in contradiction with Scripture, Scripture's the authority. I don't care what your bylaws say. You go with what Scripture says. See, bylaws are used by power groups and all these different groups of people to wield their power over pastors, to wield their power over the church, and all these things. And that has a huge sign of decay, because it's hard to fight off. It takes real spiritual courage to stand up to these people and say, look, you got to cut this out, or you might need to leave our body, because this is sin. You need to repent. Bylaws do not have any authority in the church whatsoever. They're just there for legal purposes, dealing with governments, and so you can be legally recognized, and they're part of getting the tax exempt status and all those things, but they have no authority. Congregations, deacons, pastors, no authority. Scripture's the authority. So if your bylaws are in harmony with Scripture, great. I'm still not going to them to know what to do. I'm going to Scripture. If they're in contradiction to Scripture, bylaws are the things that need to change, not Scripture. And these things need to be corrected and fixed. It needs to be, if need be, you need to get up in front of your church as a pastor and say, look, I don't know what we've done in the past, but I can tell you what we're doing from this day forward. We're not looking at those bylaws as a second Bible or as something that is on par or even, what's worse, a higher authority than Scripture. That's not how we're to be. Jesus did not prescribe that, and it needs to stop. Those are one of the things that can kill a church probably faster than just about anything else, is this insistence. And what it really comes down to is a heart issue. You got people, one person, a group of people, however many it is in church, they don't want to follow Scripture. They want to do their own thing. And so they use the bylaws as a means to achieve their end. And so this has to be dealt with. It is sin. It needs to be called to repentance. And somebody would have to have the courage to, in a respectful and mature way, of course. You don't want to just rail and rant and rave, but you want to, in a mature and respectful way, say, look, this is sin. This needs to be repented of and dealt with. Because if you change that and honor sola scriptura, submit to sola scriptura, submit to Christ, you're on the path to health. You're on the path to doing the right things where God can truly use you. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Daily Bite of God's Word. God bless.